Welcome to the Witty and Gritty podcast. We are in our author mini-series for the spring 2024, where we're interviewing four women with their resources that are ready for you today. And today we have Annie Weber on the show. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Annie.
Thank you for having me. Love seeing the work you guys are doing.
Thank you. So today we're talking about your book, but before we introduce the book and talk about the book, tell us a little bit about you. If no one knew who Annie Weber was, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are right now.
Yes, I'm currently on the island of Guam, and I'm going to just not make any assumptions that everyone knows where Guam is. Guam, you take an airplane to Hawaii, and then you go another 7 hours west, and you end up in Guam. So I'm actually over here closer to Australia and the Philippines, but it's a U.S. territory. We're having fun here. My husband took a job here, so that's what brought us here. We have four kids. I'm also a licensed foster mom, so I had a couple extra kids in the past year. So yeah, it's been fun.
That's so awesome. I love it. So your book title is called Astounding Truths of the Bible, A Bite-Sized Approach to Understanding the World's Best-Selling Book. And what a tagline. I love that. It's immediate interest. So tell us a little bit about why you chose that title and why you chose that tagline.
Okay. Yes. Great question. Well, I'm going to be very honest. The main title of the book was a complete download from the Holy Spirit. I wasn't even calling myself a writer or even in that world. And it was very clear. God gave me a very clear vision, write about the Bible in bite-sized truths, make it easy to understand. So Astounding Truths came to me one day. I was sitting in the car at volleyball practice and took it from there. Now, I have to give credit. My publisher actually crafted the secondary title. And I think that appropriately describes what it is, a bite-sized approach. So it's not like a traditional Bible study. This is very different because they're very short, bite-sized. I wanted the food reference in there, but just for someone who's not terribly familiar with the Bible, it's just a tool to get them, you know, to springboard to the next level, which would be more in-depth study.
I love that. Even if someone who is well-versed in the scripture, sometimes you only have 5 minutes and you need something bite-sized, and not to like give yourself credit for the day of reading the Bible, but sometimes all you need is a verse or a thought or a prayer. And you can think about that all day long, talk to God about that all day long. So if you're a listener and you're like, ooh, well, I already have the Bible memorized. Well, good job. But then also this is another good, fun approach that you can take that kind of switches up your routine too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how you said that. Yeah, that was absolutely the goal, is just make it different, make it relatable, make it easy to understand. It's definitely not the 400 level theology. If you're at that level, this might not be the book for you, because this is very like simple language. Here's the scripture. Here's who said it. Here's why. And here's what we can learn. And then each one ends with a prayer, as in praying that scripture for yourself or over your life.
I love that breakdown. And also, just because you might be at that 400 level, your kids might not be, or your coworker might not be, or you may be very intelligent, but maybe not the best teacher. I know a lot of people who are so, so smart, but they don't enjoy turning that information around. So even if it's bite-sized, that helps turn it around to your kids or your friends, and it makes it simple. I love that.
That's a good point. Actually, that's interesting you brought that up. This book started, my first original idea was to make it a children's book, with the idea that it would be read by a parent or a grandparent or a babysitter who doesn't know the Bible. So it was written to kids, but also like explain the scripture. But then I'm like, wait a minute, there's too many words. There's 62,000 words in this book. That's too many words for a kid's book. We're going to make it for the more advanced reader.
Well, and that's great too, because what if you're an adult and you're a new Christian? You might not want to read the kid book, but the kid pictures, you could absolutely. And that would work, and that would be great. But this is also a way to kind of match that maturity as well. Man, you're hitting all the things. Good job, Annie.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I didn't open a Bible. I didn't start studying the Bible till I was 28. I was a very late bloomer. But true story, like in my formative years, even in my early 30s, picking up a book that was geared towards kids, a picture book, I learned from it too. I was not above that level. So again, I totally get that. And I totally relate to that topic.
So what inspired you to write this book?
I think I'm really dialed in now. I'm about to be 44 this year. And really, you know, I had a lot of years when I was raising kids. I mean, I'm still raising kids. The youngest one's only four, but really dialed into what my calling is now, what my gifting is, which is trying to help people understand the Bible. So aside, it just being a very clear calling from the Holy Spirit to do it. I really wanted to just produce a tool that would be something that, you know, would be a, perhaps a non-traditional way to get people interested and get them jazzed up. And hopefully, you know, I mean, again, reading and studying about the Bible, the ultimate goal there is to put their faith in Christ. So for people that haven't made that step yet, you know, let Lord, I mean, I was on my knees every day, but, you know, writing this book in the morning, like, let this bless one person. If it's more than one, great, but let it be a tool to put someone. And that's actually what I say at the back of the book. Like, if this has springboarded your decision, like, let me know. I want to hear about it. I want to celebrate with you. So,
That's so great. I love
thank
that.
Thank you.
So we've talked about a wide variety of who could benefit from reading Astounding Truths. So once they get the copy in their hands, they've read through the book, what are some of those takeaways that they're going to walk away with being able to use and do?
Well, I really, it's just to build a confidence in understanding the scriptures. I took, like, you know, just simple, I tried to make it, so the introductory paragraph, the first two or three sentences is making it relatable. So one of them, I wrote about Eve. And it's, you know, it opens with a phrase that's become very popular in our culture, which is she understood the assignment. Well, what does that mean? When you hear it, there's a song, you know, you hear that phrase all the time. But what does that mean? That just means she obeyed, she did it. So this, and then it goes into the, you know, the testimony about Eve, God's command to her to be fruitful and multiply and fill the world with image bearers. So again, the whole Astounding Truth, the synopsis is Eve understood this, the assignment. Why did she understand it, explaining it, and then, you know, just giving somebody insights to better understand that. So they're all over the Bible. They're the quirky things, or the, you know, I tried to pick things. Like, one of my favorite ones is one of the New Testament ones, Paul's using the phrase itching ears to describe. And so when I first hear that, it's like, oh, is Paul need Benadryl? No, he's not referencing actually itching ears. He's using that metaphor to explain a warning against following false teachers. So again, if I'm just picking up the Bible to read it and it says Paul has it, or, you know, itching ears, I'm like, what does that even mean? This kind of explains here. He's giving a very, which is more true than ever in 2024, avoiding false teachers. Be discerning about who you're letting influence your faith journey.
Absolutely. I love those couple of points you just made and the fact that you're addressing things that aren't commonly addressed. Like when you said Eve, my thought immediately went to the fall, but you said you took it and used a part is the redemption story of Eve, where she follows God and does what he says. Or Paul, just again, especially for people who are not, if they're picking up an English Bible and that's their second language and they read itching ears, that's gonna, I love how you break it down in a way that it can't be misunderstood. You explain it. Good job, Annie. I love it. I love it.
Thank
you already mentioned a couple of points about this. So where can we get your book? How can we get this, our hands on it right now?
It's available on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, walmart.com, Books a Million, all the major websites. It's in all the bookstores here on Guam, but that probably, you know, is not relevant to everyone else. So.
Not necessarily. We have listeners all over the world, and I bet we're going to have listeners in Guam now. So yes.
Awesome.
That's so cool to say my book is in Guam and on their bookshelves around that whole island. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can
actually
say
that. Yeah, now that you brought, I mean, it is kind of cool because this is so remote here. You know, 50 copies, the local bookstores, I'm thankfully, the Lord has given me the opportunity to be able to restock. My son went with me, the four-year-old, the other day. But yeah, the manager, he's like, yeah, the military community has been buying them. So that's, I mean, that's a huge honor. And I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me that privilege to bless, you know, people that.
Oh, that's so great. And for our listeners, you know, I'm the link queen. It's going to be all in the links. So as you're listening, whatever app you're on, just click it and you can scroll up and it'll be all the links to her website, her Instagram, all of the things. So make sure if you're driving, don't freak out. Just wait and pull over safely, then click and buy her book. So there's that. What else do you have? If we're looking for more from Annie, do you have any other resources or go-tos that you can offer?
Well, stand by for that. I'm really being prayerful right now and discerning what's next for me. So at this point, this is the first book. Lord willing, there will be more. And I look forward to really getting clarity on what that is.
Perfect. Agents and publishers that are listening to this episode, get in contact with Annie Weaver. She is at least a 3-book deal, everyone. So make sure you get out to her. We'll make sure your stuff is in there so people can find you. So you're obviously amazing, doing amazing things out in the world, all over the world. Look at you. Where can we find you on the internet?
I'm real active on the Instagram app. Actually, that's where, when I got that download that day I was speaking about the title, I went ahead and started my Instagram, which is astounding.truth. Of course, I didn't tell anyone at the time. It felt like the most private thing I had ever done, but that's when I started. It actually started before I even owned a laptop at the time. I was typing them all one finger on Instagram. The first 40 of them were kind of literally typed on an iPhone in one finger. Then I got hip to the deal, went out, bought a laptop, like put them in a Word document. Again, if I'm going to do this and do it professionally, we're going to do it right. We're not just going to one finger type 60,000 words. So active on Facebook and Instagram. And that's my people. And I love to do content and videos just talking about the Bible. Again, I realize that not everybody's a reader. Not everyone makes time in the season of life they're in to read a book. So I'm also very, very interested to just be talking and giving, you know, bite-sized truths and teaching, because that might be the season that you're in. You're not going to sit down and read. I'm also standby about to record an audiobook, so I'm excited about that project.
Ooh, I love that. This is great. And I love that you're addressing the seasons. I love to read, but when I had a newborn and a 1.5-year-old and a 3-year-old, it's not going to happen right now. I'm just trying to sleep. So if you are in whatever phase of life, listeners, your season will come where you can read again if you want, but for now you can listen to these things too. That's great.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Annie will link all of your stuff. So again, people can find you super easily. Our final question to you is there anything that we haven't set you up for that you want to say to our listeners, or a final word of encouragement, or if you want to speak directly to your ideal reader, what would you want to say?
Okay, that's a great question. Yes, I'll speak directly to the ideal reader. Number one, just build your confidence, set yourself up with people around you that are like-minded. If you're interested to grow your faith, or if you feel that prompting from the Holy Spirit, that's not on accident. That's not a mistake. And, you know, get plugged in with a Bible study. You know, get plugged in. I mean, I learned the Bible well when I was accountable to a workbook and meeting every week, and, you know, accountable to a group of people. It's just like my fitness journey. I'm not so great doing things on my own. I'm not going to stand here and knock out, you know, 300 squats. But when someone tells me to do it, or in a group fitness setting, yeah, I'm all about that. And so for my faith journey, when I was a new mom when I first opened the Bible, I had a baby at home and just was in a season where I could slow down and took a pause from the career. And that's when I got interested in the Bible. So set yourself up with the right people, and, you know, don't do it alone. Find a community, whether it's in person or, you know, there's enough women I know that are doing online Bible studies. Like, don't use, you know, I don't have the margin or the time to do it. Don't deny that prompting from the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Seek Him first. I love it. Well, Annie, thank you so much for coming on the show. I cannot wait for our listeners to hear your episode. It's going to be so amazing, and your book is going to be all over the world. It already is. Look at God. But I love it, and we're going to champion you for that. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.